Hello everyone, welcome to the B2B SaaS podcast. I'm your host Upendra Verma, and today we have Surendra with us. Surendra here is the co-founder and CEO of a company called Mgage. Hey Surendra, welcome to the show.
Thank you Upendra, thank you for having me here.
All right Surendra, so let's try to understand, right? So what Mgage does and right, why our customers are willing to pay you money.
So Mgage is basically, so how do we project this? Mgage is basically a virtual HR platform. So initially when we started with the vision of building HRMS platform. And we realized that, in a very quick time, saying that the segment that we are actually catering to, which is startup and MSMEs, the biggest challenge that they had in terms of implementing these HRMS problem, because implementing HRMS system, because what happens is the data says that 70% of companies don't even have HR departments. Mm-hmm. 90% of HRMS implementation fails because of the unavailability of the HR resources and the maturity of the HR resources of managing that implementation. Mm-hmm. And we saw a big gap in terms of what HRMS companies are doing versus what customers were looking, especially in the startup and SME segment. We said that why don't we kind of create an entire ecosystem and, you know, help them right from, you know, in terms of setting up them to get the right HR department, to give them HR resources to manage their HR. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately digitalize the whole experience, mm-hmm. right? So what we do is we take the customer through the entire journey, right from first stage in terms of setting up the HR department, to kind of help them in terms of giving the virtual HR managers who are qualified HR managers to run their HR departments. Mm-hmm. And then of course, everything of this happens on the platform. So we kind of do things end to end.
Got it. So essentially,
that's what primarily
it's software and services packaged together that you're
trying
to sell.
Yeah. So, you know, somebody, when I was talking to someone, they were asking about what is SaaS, right? And a lot of people say that it is software as a service, right? And what I realized hard time is in SaaS, everything starts from there, mm-hmm. but ends with service, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that is something which is pretty hard to kind of understanding, but what makes customer to stick with you is the services at the end of the day.
True.
Right? Of course, you'll have to have a great product to kind of serve your customers. But then what matters at the end of the day, especially in the startup and MSME segment, is the service.
Got it. So I want to deep dive a lot into it, right? So I just want to understand how this is all structured. But before that, I just want to get a sense of who you are primarily selling this particular package to, right? So, like, just talk about your customer base, right? How many paying customers do you have on your platform today?
So, we've got close to 200 paying customers.
And what sort of customers are these? Like, and I'm just strictly trying to understand, right? So, what sort of deals are we talking about, right? So, is it like a $10,000 deal?
ICP, So, no. So, we are not that big in terms of deal size. Mm-hmm. Our average, deal size is I would say in terms of one customer average out, I would say somewhere around $1,200 to $1,500 per year.
Per year, got it.
Yeah, per year with say employee base of around say 20 people. Mm-hmm. Okay,
got it.
So our ICP, I would say that, you know, when I say my ideal customer profile is companies which are say around 20-25 people organization, mm-hmm. right? They have validated their product ideas. They validated their organization. Now they are at a scale where they are looking. The founders are facing challenging in terms of managing the people. They mm-hmm. don't have any in-house HR. So far, the founders are managing the HR, and now they feel that now they want to grow. And there are a lot of things in their plate they cannot manage, and they are not expert in terms of managing HR. Is where they are the kind of ideal customer for us, and then we take them through the entire journey of setting up HR to kind of managing their entire HR, freeing them up from the HR operational hassle from day to day so that they can mm-hmm. focus on business and we can become their HR arm or extended HR arm to kind of do everything on the platform.
So help me understand, right? So for a typical $1,000 deal that you would do with your ideal customer, right? So how do you, you know, provide these services or consulting services, right? So like how many people from your team typically engage with them? Like how does that resourcing work here?
So what happens is, see, the biggest challenge in HRC, a lot of times what happens, a lot of startups and MSME think that HR is a one-person job.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you a very typical example of a marketing team. So if you want to create a marketing team, right, marketing is a combination of multiple skills. So for example, you have to, when you want to build a marketing team, you'll have to kind of have a team of people who are expert in SEO, people who can do graphic, people who can build website, people who can write content, right? People who can do digital marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So these are all combination of 4 or 5 skills. You cannot expect that one person to do everything.
Right.
Similarly, what happens is in HR, you expect one person to do everything right, from recruitment, onboarding, managing payroll, compliances, employee engagement, talent management. Not possible.
Yeah.
Right. And what we do is like what and how we've been able to do it and, you know, keep the entire service offering at a very decent price so that it doesn't actually, you know, hit SMEs and startups so that they don't need to even, you know, think twice to kind of outsource this.
Yeah.
Is because we have kind of built up, you know, practices within the organization saying that we have one team which does onboarding, you have one team which basically does payroll. So you have one account manager or say that virtual HR manager who is responsible to communicate with you. But in backend, there is a team which is actually expert in doing what they do.
Right? Got it.
So we have compliance experts.
Essentially, you've got teams, you know, specializing in those particular aspects and they're serving multiple customers across their various use cases.
Correct. And then, of course, the tool helps us to kind of reduce a lot of manual work.
I'm just trying to get some numbers here, right? So how does this arrangement work, right? So like my question is like, for example, a typical, you know, HR consultant that you have on your payroll, right? How many customers do they typically serve? And I mean, just divide by total customers by, you know, maybe the total number of people there, just to get a sense of, you know, how that's scaling well.
Correct. So ideally, rather than, you know, getting into number of customers, we kind of map it with the number of users.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So we say that one, a virtual HR manager should ideally handle anywhere between 250 to 300 employees with one extended help. Right.
Got it.
And we ensure that, you know, the ARPU, which is average revenue per user, is decent enough to so that we at least have, you know, 60-70% margins.
That's like 10 customers that I'm hearing, right? So two people working for like, if your ideal customer is around, you know, 20-25, you know, users on your platform, like 10 customers.
Right.
So this looks like, you know, less of a consulting services and it looks like more like a customer success manager that I typically hear, you know, SaaS companies have, like they have them, right? So what's the thought process for you, right? To sort of, you know, package this, you know, software and services together. Like, and do you just sell the software itself or you don't do that?
No, we do. We also sell softwares alone, but we sell it to typically companies where they have mature HR teams, right? Where we see that the HR is primarily not very stable and things like that, we always push them to kind of have services because we know that even if they buy product, they will not be able to implement it. They will not be able to get the ROI of it. So rather than they doing it, burning their hands and
I got the sense, right? So I think you talked about that, right? So can you just quantify it? How many people, like how many customers who just, you know, buy the software aspect of it so that I could understand your focus here?
Yeah. So typically companies is just 50 plus, right? Mm-hmm. Where they have one or two HR, you know, people on site would primarily look for.
What percentage of them are they in your constituent?
I would say out of 200, I think 50% of them buy software only.
Got
50%
it.
Buy with services.
Makes sense. So now I want to move forward, right? So in terms of,
yeah,
you know, your I think we talked a lot about your customer base, right? So just help me understand, right? So where are you getting all of these customers from? Strictly from a top of funnel growth perspective, where are they discovering Engage?
Right. So there are two aspects. One, of course, is our digital presence is quite good. So we've been trying to kind of get hold of how digitally we can, you know, probably be available whenever somebody is searching for HR outsourcing, HR consulting, HRMS or solution for startup or founders HR issues. We write a lot of blogs, we write a lot of content. So content marketing is something which is primarily, there are certain keywords that we primarily would want to rank pretty well. And we are ranking pretty well with whether it is virtual HR, virtual HR services, virtual HR team and things like that is one source. Of course, second is the referral model, because now we have a decent set of customers.
Yeah.
And this is the problem, which is common, right? Everyone needs it. It's like an insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs it, but you know, a lot of people buy it proactively. A lot of people wait for trigger and there are certain people who would never buy it.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, that's how it works primarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every organization has this problem, right? They want to solve it. A lot of people are not aware how to solve it.
Yeah.
So they go on Google and ask it and probably they want to primarily be available whenever they're looking for Customer reference, yeah. I mean, you know, one of the biggest thing that we are looking at is customer is referring big time, and you know, I think 20% of our business comes from customer reference. And we are also trying to create a lot of channels, you know, like incubators where a lot of startup comes, right? A lot of funded startups are there. Accelerator programs where you're offering them discounted, you know, service offerings where we can partner and we can actually, you know, get to a, you know, many startup being, you know, who are part of those accelerator programs or say startup ecosystem is what primarily is the idea.
Got it. So like, I'll try to ask a tough question here, right? So over the past 12 months, right? So you mentioned, you know, three or four channels that I'm hearing, right? SEO and content marketing, referrals, right? And maybe you partnering with, you know, accelerators and all of it. Which one of them actually led to, you know, most of your new growth over the past 12 months?
So I think today it is more of push sales is what my team is reaching out. So content and the outbound sales.
Okay.
Right. As I told you, my 55-60% business comes from push sales.
What do you mean by push sales? It's essentially you reaching out to these cold customers, and is it cold outbound?
Yes. So when I said, you know, so usually what happens when we talk and tell the concept to a customer, they really love it, saying that this is what I needed. But is it something that I need it urgently? Because it's HR, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to impact my business, you know, because I've been managing so far. Right? So we'll have to push saying that if you don't do it, you'll not be able to scale up. You know, you'll still be doing manual things and you will probably be spending a lot of your time in terms of doing operational, then focusing on core is what we'll have to push. We'll have to make them aware of these things, and somebody who understands it probably buys it, but most of the time it is push.
Got it. Right. And what about the sales cycle, right? So, I mean, I'm assuming it's $1,000 deal, right? How much, like, what's a typical, you know, sales cycle look like? How long does it take?
You will be surprised saying that, you know, our average sales cycle is around maximum 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then
so
what
they're
happens?
Not buying within, if they're not buying within 2 weeks, it means they're not interested.
Got it. And what happens during these 2 weeks, right? So is it you, how do you showcase your value?
So there are two things. One is, of course, there's a conversation which happens. There's a detailed demo which happens. There's a detailed product demo which happens. And there are a lot of free things that we offer, saying that, you know, if you really want to build policy, these are the free tools, tips that we probably offer. So so people, when we think that they are not kind of interested, we start sending them certain free tips, free tools, so that, you know, so just to help them, right? So.
Yeah.
See, it's more about consulting sales, you know, primarily then going and pushing, because it's like, if you don't feel that you have a need, you'll ultimately not buying it. And even if you buy it, you'll leave it beyond a point.
Okay. And right. You are in fact selling consulting, right? I think you can easily demonstrate the value, right? And now it's going to be working with you. Got it.
Correct.
That makes a lot of sense, right? So, and then just help me understand it, where your customer base is primarily based out of.
Well, we're quite spread across India. So, We've been India focused as of now, because we see there's a huge potential the way the startup ecosystem and MSME things are growing in our country. I think, you know, 40-50% of your GDP is being driven by startup and MSME.
Right.
And they are the highest job creators, right? So, and I'm pretty bullish about the way things are growing and the way the ecosystem is growing and getting matured is, you know, this is going to be one of the largest market when it comes to HR.
Any plans to move to, you know, US market or something like that? Because at this price point, right? I mean, if you can crack it, I mean, it's going to be nuts, right? I mean, you could just 10x
or,
you know, 20x
your ACVs. Probably, so even if you're going to US, this is not going to be the price point, of course, right?
Yeah,
so, but yeah, we are looking to get into a market which is getting developed. So Middle East is one of Africa. We have started some of the partners. We have a couple of customers that we built up. We're just trying, you know, because see, US is a very mature market, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And their expectation is very different. Now, when you are very mature, you don't need, you know, certain services like this, right?
Yeah.
When you are not mature, or when you are not, you don't have skills and resources to kind of have these things. And when you are able to, and India is a pretty difficult market to kind of, you know, because there is no standardization when it comes to HR.
Got it.
US is pretty standard, right? So there, you know that, you know, 1+1 is going to be 2.
Yeah.
Right. Here, India, you know, there are leave policy, there are things like that, which is very, very customized, right? And people don't follow the compliance and things like that. Things are getting strict now. Everything is getting online from a taxation perspective, GST perspective. Now people have realized the importance of being structured.
Got it.
And so I see about, there's a huge potential.
Got it. Yeah. And then like best of luck on that journey as well, right? So, and let's talk about that 0 to 1 journey, right? How did it all start for you? I mean, I'm sure you didn't start on day one and say, okay, I'm going to build a HRMS platform with, you know, consulting services around that, right? There must have been a story on how you reached here. Yes. So what's that story? Can you just give us a glance of that?
Yeah. So I started, my background is I'm basically an HR professional. So worked with a lot of mid-sized growing organization, and I've seen HR challenges getting multifolded or evolving as the organization evolves. So when you are 50, the problem is very different. Yeah. When you're 100, the problem is very different. When you're 500, the problem is very, very different. Now, so HR also has to get evolved, get mature to understand what are the business challenges, and then probably we'll be able to kind of create that ecosystem to help organizations to grow beyond a point, right? That goes hand in hand, right? I mean, and then, you know, while using a lot of HRMS system, I've realized that though there are a lot of HRMS players in the market, this market is cluttered. There are so many players, but what is missing is, you know, in terms of, so far, the lot of products have been built by IT people and been sold to HR. It was never been looked at from an HR perspective, saying that what are the problems of HR people and how do you solve that and make it very simple. Don't make it so complicated, right? You know, and that is what we tried. So that's how it started. So I started with a recruitment firm and then got into consulting, started consulting a lot of companies. And then, you know, we were also implementing a lot of other third-party products because they were, you know, expecting us to implement and automate the HRMS process. And then we realized during the process implementation that this is so complicated.
So you had an agency, successful agency, you know, where before this, and then you eventually transitioned with, you know, adding that software.
So we initially started offering services. We realized that only service is not going to help. So that, you know, we started building platforms.
Got it. And then you had the journey started. And then, and I'm assuming that's where you got your first few customers, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So have you raised any external funding so far to build the company?
We did. We did. So, you know, as I told you, like I was working, I was part of one of the tech company, which probably came from $3 million to almost $200 million. And so one of the VPs, you know, from that organization and the CEO of the last organization, is my angel investors on board, right?
Got it.
And they're not just the angel investor, they are also advisors, and they advise us because they have taken a journey of a company from say in 10 years from say $2 million to almost $100 million.
Yeah. And then how much did you raise there?
So it was around 200K.
Got it. And yeah, and what about, talk about the team today, right? How big of a team do you have? And what do they do?
So the team size is around currently 40 people, you know, and we've hired a pretty decent experienced guy. So my sales head is from a HR tech background who comes with almost 15 plus years experience. My tech director is from a similar background where he was working with Oracle, building similar HCM products. My customer success head is almost 20 years experience. My HR practice team or HR services team, you know, the average experience is around
how many in that HR services team approximately?
We have around 15 people in HR services team.
That adds up. And then what's the vision here, right? So how do you get to, let's say, 100K ARR or 500K ARR, and how soon are you, you know, anticipating to get there?
Right. So we have just become break even. The idea is to now raise the next level of funds or to, you know, so growing say 2x, 3x is what has been, we've been able to do it so far. Now, what we are looking at to grow, say, at least 8x, 10x, right? And the vision is to kind of not approach as a company only as a HR service platform or HRMS company. We want to build an ecosystem. We want to play only in startup and MSME segment. So any company which is starting from 0 to 500 is what the journey that we're looking at. Is primarily the ICP that we're looking at. And we are looking to kind of build an entire ecosystem saying that anything or everything related to employee or employer problem, everything is available on the platform, as small as employer. So employer wants to offer, say, Mediclaim to, or any extended help, right? Employee is looking for, say, as small as help in terms of finding a house or a school admission for their kids to getting the loan, and everything is going to be available on this platform. So we are looking to kind of make it as a holistic ecosystem, which basically not only helps organization to manage employees, but it helps to attract and retain them. So it should become a differentiator. See, MGH should be a differentiator in an organization wherever they are implementing. That's what my vision is.
Got it. Thanks, Rinz. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Hope you scale MGH to much, much greater heights.
Thank you so much, Upendra, for having me. I think it's a pleasure, always a pleasure to interact with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching the B2B SaaS podcast channel. Please make sure to subscribe to the channel here.